From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A British member of parliament is dead after being shot and stabbed in northern England, according to UK officials today. Jo Cox, a 41-year-old mother of two and member of the opposition Labour Party, was shot and reportedly stabbed near Leeds today. A 52-year-old male suspect is in custody, and West Yorkshire officials say they believe no further arrests will be made. With 1 week before the EU referendum, campaigning has been cancelled across the United Kingdom tonight. British Prime Minister David Cameron offered this statement about the country's loss.
She was a bright star, no doubt about it, a star for her constituents, a star in Parliament, and a star right across the House. And we've lost a star, but above all, I'm thinking of her husband, Brendan, the children, the family, and her constituents, who will be feeling this huge sense of loss tonight. And I think it's right we stop the campaigning activity. We think of them and think of what they've lost.
A spokesman for the rival group backing the so-called Brexit says its group has also stopped campaigning for the day. President Obama is in Orlando, Florida today, site of Sunday's mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub that killed 49 people and wounded another 50 plus. Mr. Obama will meet with some of the victims and emergency personnel who responded to the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. VOA correspondent Cindy Sain is with the president and talked with us about what the president's mission in the Central Florida state is.
Well, he said he wants to show the people of Orlando that the country stands with them, that members of the LGBT community, that they are not alone, and that the whole country stands in solidarity with them as they seek to recover and to heal after this mass shooting.
American-born mass shooter Omar Mateen killed at the site. This is VOA News. The director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency told Congress today the Islamic State is planning more attacks in Western countries to compensate for U.S.-led military movements against the terror group. In spite of losing critical ground in Iraq and Syria, CIA Director John Brennan says the terror group has no intention of slowly fading away, but instead is shifting focus to ensure it remains the world's top terrorist organization. Brennan painted a bleak picture for lawmakers, warning that even a considerably degraded IS has the resilience, manpower, and financial resources to strike at enemies in both the Middle East and the West. He noted the IS is calling on lone followers to conduct lone wolf attacks in their home countries, similar to Sunday's mass shooting in Orlando, Florida. Russia's defense ministry has called a 48-hour regime of silence starting today over the northern Syrian city of Aleppo as it backs the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The announcement came after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed growing frustration with Russia and Syria over the military action that has undermined a nearly four-month cessation of hostilities.
So we've made it very clear that unless we get a better definition of how this cessation is going to work, how it will be enforced, who it applies to, how it is applied, we are not going to sit there while Assad continues to offensively assault Aleppo and while Russia continues to support in that effort.
Kerry, speaking from the Norwegian capital of Oslo, he accused Moscow and Damascus of selectively enforcing the ceasefire, even as Assad's forces continue their campaign to retake the city, which is viewed as a strategic prize in the five-year civil war. Kerry also met with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif on the Iran nuclear deal and on Syria. United Nations investigators say a systematic campaign of rape, slavery and killing by Islamic State militants against Yazidis amounts to genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria released a report today. Paolo Pinheiro is chairperson of the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the Syrian Arab Republic.
And the transfer of Yazidi children from their own families and placing them with ISIS fighters. The public statement and conduct of ISIS and its fighters clearly demonstrate that ISIS intended to destroy the Yazidis of Sinjar in whole or in part.
Islamic State fighters surged into Sinjar in 2014, killing hundreds of Yazidis who refused to convert to Islam. And a vessel owned by Deep Ocean Search appears to have found some of or all of the wreckage of the Egypt Air flight that crashed into the Eastern Mediterranean May 19th. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.